This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's human guinea pig tries to beat a lie detector. First this, if you love your digital music player, here's another perk. You can now download podcasts. These are amateur radio shows created by iPod users. Hey, amateur radio, that's what they call us. Anyway, here's NPR's Robert Smith with that story.
Millions of people tune into their radios while driving to work. But there's one guy in upstate New York who makes radio on his commute.
So here I'm going out my driveway here. Should be a good commute. Looks not too bad. It's just rain and a lot of snow coming down.
Mr. X, as he calls himself, records his musings about the weather and technology right into his iPod. When he gets home, he puts the show on the internet where it can be downloaded to other people's iPods.
You absolutely cannot beat having an SUV. Ooh, rumble strip. Can't see those. Probably. I hope that picked up. It's kind of funny.
I called Mr. X in his car, or his radio studio, depending on how you look at it. He says he started podcasting to make the commute go faster and to get his frustrations off his chest.
It's a great medium because there's no subscription fees. There's no really cost involved. You can just go get an iPod. You can get one of these little iTalk mic recorders, plug it in, and you have an instant podcast. And you can see the shows. I mean, every day there's like 100, 200, 300 new shows popping up. There's no limitations on what's out there.
Just like blogs on the internet are providing a new stage for alternative writers and journalists, the podcast has caught on with people who always dreamed of being DJs or talk show hosts. In just the last few months, a young man in California started Insomnia Radio, which features independent rock bands.
Here is 100K. Turn this up.
Two guys in North Dakota named Brad turned their hobby into Why Fish Radio.
All this talk about catfishing, though, has me a little bit anxious for summer, and it's a long ways off up here in the North Country.
Boy, that's for sure.
And a stay-at-home dad in L.A. created The Bitterest Pill to air his rants about things like Sesame Street.
And Elmo, wouldn't you love to strangle that guy? Whoever's doing the voices, la 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 la, la 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 la, oh, oh.
With all these shows, it's hard to believe that podcasting didn't even exist 6 months ago. That's when a software programmer, Dave Weiner, started working with a former MTV VJ, Adam Curry. Curry wanted a way to send his homemade broadcast to an iPod. Weiner, one of the pioneers of blogging, was also playing around with audio.
It took a novice programmer and Adam Curry to conceive of a breakthrough in software, and it took a novice radio guy, myself, to conceive of a breakthrough in radio, that an iPod could be sort of an adjunct to the internet.
Together, they developed software that allowed people to subscribe to internet audio programs. Someone could create a broadcast, and it would be sent automatically into a waiting iPod or other digital music player. Curry developed one of the first podcasts, The Daily Source Code, and made it look easy and fun and spontaneous.
Dude, will you check that out? A guy just drove up next to me. And he's honking his horn, and he's holding his iPod up. And he's saying, I'm listening to the podcast. And I said, I'm recording one right now. So Raymond, buddy. Wow, that's very cool.
Curry inspired others who had always wanted to put on a show. Brian Ibbett of Denver had a love of unusual versions of popular songs, which he turned into the show Coverville.
This is a great track. Here is Richard Thompson doing Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. He says, oops.
I think I did it again. I made you believe.
Ibbett says there are about 4,000 people who have subscribed to his show, making it one of the more popular podcasts. And Ibbett is also blazing the way for eventually making a profit. He has an advertiser, and he pays music licensing fees to keep the lawsuits away. But he says podcasting still faces a number of challenges.
I mean, it's figuring out how to make money on this. It's figuring out how to make it easier for the consumer to get. It's getting it from where 90% of your listeners are other podcasters, it's getting it to the point where 90% of your listeners are people who use a computer very infrequently.
That's likely to be helped along by mainstream broadcasters who are showing an interest in the new technology. Podcasts can be used as a sort of TiVo for radio, allowing people to listen to a program at their own leisure. So the BBC, some religious broadcasters, and public radio stations have begun offering their shows alongside the amateur podcasters. Even with all this attention, though, there's still no guarantee that podcasting won't be another fad. Remember CB radio in the 70s? Podcasters say it's okay if the new medium doesn't create an internet version of Howard Stern or Casey Kasem. As long as people have something to say and someone wants to listen, a podcast has been successful. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.